Hey babe, thanks for taking the time to call me. I know you're busy at the moment. Hey babe, is Publication by XPub1, a weekly release as part of Special Issue 21. The upcoming recordings are coming deep from our hearts to you, from a time and place long forgotten. I love you. Oh, here we go. Overlapping connections, a reenactment of transatlantic telephone conversation between two lovers like us in the summer of 1986. You will love this.
Summer of 1986, overlapping connections, Anne Marie. I was a college student working in the US for a summer. Myself and Seamus had started going out with each other just a couple of months before I headed off. We wrote to each other a lot. Phoning from a payphone was really expensive. Writing was pretty quick. I used an airmail envelope. Think it's called an aerogram. It was one sheet of paper and you wrote on as much of it as you could and then folded it into an envelope. It was really light paper and was sent by airmail, so it was quicker and regular post. They might have been pre-stamped. I asked Seamus to send me his phone number so we could have a chat on the phone. He wrote back and said his number was Port Salon 27. So I wrote back and said, "That can't be your telephone number. In Dublin, we had an area code 01 followed by 6 digits." He wrote back with and told me how to make the call. Ask for the international operator and then ask to be put through the operator in Dublin. Then ask them to put you through to the operator in Letterkenny. The operator in Letterkenny will know what to do. So off I went with my bag of coins for the payphone and listened as one operator passed the call on to the next. Finally, I got through to Seamus and we had a good old chat. Of course, the phone was chewing through the coins, so when I was down to my last few, "I'm running out of coins. I'll be cut off soon," presumably followed by "I love you, I miss you," and other young love goodbyes. Only to hear the American operator say, "Oh, give them a few more minutes." I hung up pretty quickly after that.